Let's stand together, if you will. Bow our heads as we open the service. Glorious Heavenly Father, Lord, again, we're so appreciative. Lord, there's many people better than I am, Father, in this world. They may be at church here and there, but Lord, your grace has seen me here, and I do appreciate it, Lord. Praying, Father, as we gathered here under your word, may you feed us, guide us, direct us, reveal yourself to us in a greater way. Lord, bless the few songs you've laid on my heart, Lord, that clear our hearts and our minds from the world and its cares. Lord, that we be open for you to speak to. We thank you now and just ask all this in your precious holy name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I'd like to start in our Only Believe books, if you would. 187. Sing about his loves.
Yes.
Praise his name. That God should love a sinner such as I should yearn to change my sorrow into bliss, nor rest till he had planned to bring me nigh. How wonderful is love like this! Oh, such love, such wondrous love, such love, such wondrous love, that God should love a sinner such as I. How wonderful is love like this, that Christ should join so freely in the scheme, although it meant his death on Calvary. Did ever human tongue find nobler theme than love divine that ransomed me? Such love, such wondrous love, such love, such wondrous love, that God should love a sinner such as I. How wonderful is love like this, that for a willful outcast such as I, the Father planned, the Savior bled and died, redemption for a worthless slave to buy, who long had law and grace defied. Oh, such love, oh, hallelujah, such wondrous love, such love, such wondrous love, that God should love a sinner such as I. How wonderful is love like this! And now he takes me to his heart as son. He asks me not to fill a servant's place. The far off country wanderings all are done. Wide open are his arms of grace. Such love, such wondrous love, such love, such wondrous love, that God should love a sinner such as I. How wonderful is love.
Hey, man, sing it to him again.
Oh, such love, such wondrous love, such love, such wondrous love, that God should love a sinner such as I. How wonderful is love like this. Amen. His love so undeserved, but how I love him for it. Hallelujah. In our capstone books, page 54. It's all his grace. We have the victory. Amen.
Hallelujah, what a thought. Jesus full salvation brought. Victory, victory. Let the powers of sin assail. Heaven's grace can never fail. Victory, victory. Oh, victory. Yes, victory. Oh, hallelujah, I am free. Jesus gives me victory. Glory, glory, hallelujah. He is all and all to me. I am trusting in the Lord. I am anchored in His word. Victory, oh victory. I have peace and joy within, since my heart is free from sin. Victory, victory. Oh, victory. Yes, victory. Oh, hallelujah, I am free. Jesus gives me victory. Glory, glory, hallelujah. He is all and all to me. Shout your freedom everywhere. His eternal peace declare. Victory, oh victory. Let us sing it here below, in the face of every foe. Oh victory, amen. Oh victory, victory. Yes, victory. Oh hallelujah, I am free. Jesus gives me glory, glory, hallelujah, and all to me. We will sing it on that shore when this fleeting life is o'er. Victory, victory. Sing it here, ye ransomed throne, start the ever day, man. Let's hear it. Victory, amen. Oh, victory. Oh, victory. Yes, victory. Oh, hallelujah, I am free. Glory, glory, hallelujah. He is all and all to me. Amen. Victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's sing in our Only Believe books. It's just a little chorus. I think we all know it. 634. Amen. I'm in this church. This glorious church. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm in this church. This glorious church. I did not join, no, I was born, I had a new birth. Some glorious day, amen, I'm gonna sail away. It's by His grace, not by my works. I'm in this church, amen. I'm in this church, His glorious church. I did not join, no, I was born, I had a new birth. Some glorious day, I'm gonna sail away. It's by His grace, not by my words. Amen. Sing it. I'm in this church, this glorious church. I did not join, no, I was born, I had a new birth. Gonna sail away, gonna sail away. By His grace, not by my works. Amen. One more time. Oh, I love it. I'm in this church, this glorious church. I did not join, no, I was born, I had a new birth. Some glorious day, I'm gonna sail away. Oh, going to be soon, saints. I feel it. Hallelujah. He's coming soon. Take us home. Hallelujah. Brother Hamilton, would you come up? Come and go with me to my Father's house.
Amen.
Come and go with me to my Father's house. To my Father's house. To my Father's house. Come and go with me to my Father's house. Where there's peace. Amen. Oh, won't you come and go with me to my Father's house, to my Father's house, to my Father's house. Come and go with me to my Father's house, where there's peace, peace, peace.
Amen.
Amen. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. How many have something on your heart you'd like to make known? Amen. Just let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you as a needy people, Lord. We walk this life, Father, and there's needs arise. There's health things come up, Lord, every day. Such an evil world that we walk through, Lord, but we're not from this world. And Lord, soon you're going to come and take us home. Lord, looking forward to that. But Lord, while we are here, Father, there's things that come up, Lord, and it's all for your glory, Lord, that we may know, Lord, your attributes. Father, you're a healer, you're a redeemer. Lord, you solve all the problems, you meet our needs. So Lord, we bring our needs before you and ask that you would just reach down and touch everyone. Lord, and just strengthen their faith that they may claim what they need, Lord, because it's all laying there for us. Oh, Lord, it's so wonderful to serve you. Lord, we pray, Lord, that as we go through the remainder of the service, Lord, that you feed us to thy word, that we may know how to please you and draw closer to you. We thank you now, Lord, for all this. We ask it all in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Would you have a song tonight, Carol? Ask if you'd come. Thank you.
Stand together, if you will. Sing a little chorus. Only believe. Ask our brother to come. Yes.
Only believe.
Precious Lord, we just say thank you once more for the being here, Lord, gathered around your precious word. And Lord, as we'll renew our minds to the precious scriptures and things that you've recorded, Lord, for us, Father, we pray that each one will maybe mean a little more to us. Father, may we meditate upon these things, and Lord, just cause us to our hearts to draw closer to you, we pray. And Father, we just humbly ask for your grace and mercy, Lord, to overshadow us, and Lord, to open up our hearts to your word. Lord, each and every time it may just be one scripture, it may just be one quote, but Lord, we ask that you would open up our understandings, Lord, and to make it part of us, we pray. And we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor for it all. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. He is so precious. Amen. While you're still standing, if you would, we'll turn our Bibles over to Proverbs. Read a scripture here this evening. Just going to renew your minds to some scriptures and a couple quotes the prophet made. And it's a very, you could take a lengthy subject on this, but I think we'll catch the highlights and just kind of renew our minds to a couple things. Amen. But in Proverbs, the fifth chapter, Proverbs, the fourth chapter, I'm sorry, and the 20th verse, we'll start there. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, but keep them in the midst of thine heart, For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are issues of life. Put away from thee a forward mouth and perverse lips, and put far from thee, and perverse lips put far from thee. But let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee, and ponder the path of thy feet, and let all of thy ways be established. And turn not to the right hand nor to the left, and remove thy foot from evil. May the Lord bless me with his word, and you may be seated. So we just thinking about a little bit this evening is keeping our focus on Christ and upon his word, and making him first in our life. And the prophet spoke many things about that, but there's many scriptures where, starting even in Genesis, you could go back and there's many places where the Lord began to instruct us and to show us that he wants to be first and foremost in our life. Yes. Everything we do, everything we say, and our sole purpose in life was living for him and to be to his glory and to his honor. And as you think about these things, we live in a busy, we're born and raised in this world, and many things around us come rise, and there's so much things to take our time and to take our attention. But even at this, how the Lord is just reminding us to keep our eyes looking straight ahead. Yeah. Don't get entangled. Don't get caught up with the things of the world. And I'm going to turn over to Isaiah 26 and read a small verse of scripture if you want to follow along. Amen. You know, many people go to church, and many people say they're Christians and are trying to live a life. But not everyone has their eyes centered upon Jesus Christ. And who is he? He's the Word. And he said he was wanted to be the principal theme. And if you know, many places throughout the Bible, in Colossians and different places, he was first. And he was longing to have that fellowship. But here in Isaiah 26, let's just catch this in the third verse. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, and for the Lord Jehovah, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And how true it is, this precious word is all that will truly sustain us. And it's a supporting us, and it's Christ in spirit and word form. And as he left it for us, and he moved upon each one of these verses that we'll read, the Holy Spirit moved upon the heart of the person that was penning this at this time to speak these words, that they would be left for us, each and every one. And how Brother Branham in the message, Christ's Mystery of God Revealed, he said, if you don't see Christ in every verse of the Bible, go back and read it again. And how each one of these verses should truly, we should truly be getting to this stage in life, whether we're young, old, middle-aged, it don't matter. But as we see the time in which we're in and the purpose for which we've been called, that we're making sure more than ever that our focus is on Jesus Christ and his word and him alone. And making sure that, yes, there's many, many things that we must do in this life and must sustain life and go on. But let's turn over here to Matthew the 6th chapter. We've read all these things before, but it's good to renew our minds to the things that Jesus spoke. As I said, don't ever take for granted these things just being written. They were written for a purpose and for a remembrance for us to have. As Peter said, I always won't be negligent to stir up your minds by way of remembrance, because he saw the importance of all these things being fresh and foremost in our hearts. But just listen as Jesus is speaking here, as he was preaching a sermon. 6th chapter and the 19th verse. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for he will either hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? And oh, in the simplicity of what he is saying, if you make him first, if you follow him and set your attention and your focus to him and his word and his purpose for your life,
yes.
Don't mind anything else. He will see that he's watching over you. As our pastor was speaking of that great shepherd, he is ever mindful. He knows what we have need of just at the right time. It might be a financial need. It might be a spiritual need. It might be maybe you need a job. Maybe you need a home. Maybe you need a car. It doesn't matter. He knows what it takes for us to be able to sustain life.
Yeah.
Just as that little bird, he knows what it has to have to live. And he knows exactly what you and I have need of. But oh, he's looking down onto the seat of our hearts. Even tonight, he's looks into our hearts and he knows how much we think of him.
Yeah.
He knows how much we love him. He knows how much he is the center of our life. And how much we truly, you know, as we go through life, we may be young, old, middle-aged, it doesn't matter. There's times we all may have a plan or something we're looking forward to or something we're thinking about doing. But don't never think, let it become above the love for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And his foremost in your life.
Praise God.
How we should truly, you know, it's so easy sometimes to maybe you want a friend, a good fellowshipping friend, or maybe a young lady looking for a husband, maybe a young man looking for a wife, or vice, you know, it doesn't matter, but don't ever let that become the sole focus of your attention. Seek ye first, as he says here. He says, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, and they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Where if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat and what shall we drink? Or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all of these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. So, and how true it is, saints, as you know, as I'm getting to middle-aged, I'm not old by no means, but in my life I've truly seen if you put God first,
Amen.
He will always make the way. You know, it doesn't matter, it comes, you know, even in paying tithes and offering, every word of God is important. And you know, as we look back through the Bible, and I just use tithes and offering because, you know, money is sometimes the dearest thing to a person's heart. And money may come so hard to some, and you know, and you that's one thing that it just seems like it's hard to let go of sometimes. But I've always found that when you looked at that, if it wasn't for the Lord Jesus Christ, and by God's grace, I've always been that way in my life, that, and we'll just use money for that as instance, but that didn't mean nothing to me. And I always knew that I would never have any of it if he didn't give me the health and the strength to be able to earn what I was getting. And how that should, that's just one example, but you pull that over into your entire life. I would be nothing without him. My life would be meaningless. There is nothing to life. There's no hope. There's no foundation if it wasn't for the love of Jesus Christ and what he done and what he's placed in our hearts. And how it truly makes you, as you begin to see that, it really puts that in you to make him first. Oh, yes, I must have a job, I must have a home, and you know, all these things that we do and we have. But that's all secondary to what Jesus Christ has given me. It comes, don't matter, it can all go. Friends can go, houses can go, families can go. But God's word will ever remain the same.
Yes,
and how truly, each and every Christian will truly be faced with something in their life to see where you put him first. Maybe it's a job that you could make a lot more money. Maybe it's a fancy home that would just really let you have the greatness. Or, you know, some great thing that you maybe in your mind to you would be, we each have different things we like in life even. And so something that might be dear to me would mean nothing to you and vice versa. But God looks at our heart and he sees what each thing is. And he truly looks to see if those verses that he just read right there, take no thought. Because just seek ye first the kingdom and I'll be sure to make sure you have all, everything else you have need of. It'll be there. But do we truly take him at his word? Do we truly see that, Lord, let me trust you with my all that's in me. And let me keep my focus on you, Lord, and you will truly do the rest in the work that's in my life. Yeah. If I'll just but lean upon you and keep searching you and hunting you and longing for you, Lord, you will take care of all.
Amen.
In the message, Christ is the mystery of God revealed, I mentioned this. But as the prophet put it, and you've heard this many times, but he says, it was paragraph 131, and this was preached July 28, 63. He said, he is the thing. He was the prophets. He was in them. He was in the Psalms. He was in the history. And he is in the things to come, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13, 8, if you're writing it down. He should be then, he should be the principal. If that's what he is, and we believe it, don't we? He says, if he's that, then he should be the principal theme of our talking, of our thinking, of our singing, of our walks. He should be the principal theme of our life. And if he's the principal theme of the Bible and the Bible is in us, then he should be the principal theme of everything we do and say or think should be Christ. Is that right? He says, amen.
Amen.
And how it truly, this should truly be first. And you know, I was thinking of the little story of Zacchaeus and how the prophet, many times, he dramatized it and talked about it. But how he really was wanting to see who Jesus was. He had a longing in his heart. And he didn't want to just see what everyone else had to say about it. He didn't want to hear what he wanted to see him for himself. And that's how, as you see God's precious word, it's good to hear about it for other people. But I want to taste, you know, that the Lord is gracious. I want to taste of these scriptures. And that, I pray that's the longing that's burning in each of your hearts, is I don't want to just hear about it from somebody else, but I want to be a partaker of this precious word. I want to be able to stand and say, and truly say, I know that if I've sought him first, he has met every need I've ever had. I want to be a partaker of that, of being able to truly say, Lord, I've not failed to do everything you've asked me to do, Lord. And I've followed you into all truths as you've led me and guided me. And I've given up of myself and I've set my heart on you and looking above and placing my treasure on those things and not on the things of the earth. But it's got to become a personal relationship. It's good to come to service. It's good to hear the preaching of the word. But is it truly becoming personal? Are these things personal to me, even throughout the day as I walk and live my life? Do I think upon these things? Are these things in my heart? Lord, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your word. Thank you for what you've given me, Lord. And open my eyes to the things that I have understood, Lord. Take me to a closer, deeper walk with you. All of these precious words are just laying within this book. And God sent a prophet to open it up and illuminate it to us, to show us our purpose and the calling, and then to show us that there will soon be a catching away of that little bride, and we're in that age, and how we're looking for to make sure that I'm lining up. You know, he told the little story of the little lady that the boy told her he was going to marry her, and he was going to come back for her in a year and get her. And he used that illustration to show that whole year that she was waiting, she was making preparations. She was thinking about it. It was on her mind. It was in her heart. Everything she was doing, she was getting ready for that day that he was going to arrive. And that's truly how God's word should be to each one of us as an individual today. My mind should be solely focused upon his precious promises that he's left here. Is my life pleasing? Am I being conformed to the image of his son? Do I see this word molding me? Do I see the character of Christ being reproduced through me and living out to others to draw and to be salty, as the scripture says, that others may want to drink?
Yes.
Are we seeing that life take place in us? Because in the message, Hear Ye Him, this was preached February the 9th, 1958. And I'm just going to catch just a little bit. He says, the life of Christ will produce the works of Christ and will produce the faith of Christ and will make you act like Christ and make you loving. He will be first in your life, your objectives, your motives, and everything will be altogether different. It'll be for the glory of God. And as we see this life taking us over, that's truly, others should be able to see that in our hearts and in our lives.
Yes.
That we're solely here for the glory of Him who's called us into this glorious gospel. Brought us into this marvelous light that we could see. And to see Him take us over and to use us for His glory and honor to share out to others the works that He's doing in our lives. Let's turn over here to Colossians, the third chapter, if you would. As you can just see this, the message, this little thought sprinkled all through the scriptures is, and like I said, there's a, you can go a whole lot deeper on it. I'm just rubbing the surface. Colossians 3 and 1 to 2 as Paul began speaking here. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, and not on things of the earth. And oh, how it just should resonate in our hearts is, yes. Lord, I'll use this world, but I'm not of this world. I've got a home prepared, and I'm looking for a greater reward than what's laying down here. Yes, I'm going to use this life as I'm passing through. But this is not where my heart is. This is not where my treasures are. But I've turned my eyes upon Jesus, and I'm looking solely into His glory, into His love, and the preparations of what He has prepared for us. And Paul, also, if we want to back up just a little bit to Philippians here, is Paul speaking on these things, Philippians, the third chapter and the 13th verse, and how true this is. As you go on and you go through life, you can see what Paul was saying. He says, brethren, I count not myself to apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me. Tomorrow's gone. It's all that's been behind us. Forget it. Let it go. But reaching forth unto those things which are before me, I press towards the mark of the prize of high calling in Christ Jesus. And he said, let us therefore as many be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. And oh my, how that truly, there ought to be that press in our hearts of letting this world grow strangely dim. Our focus is focusing it out, focusing to God's word in the life that he lived. There's so many, Satan today has so many things he wants to throw up. You live like this and be like this. You ought to have ambitions. You ought to be this. You ought to be that. We need this. We need that. All of this is going on around us. But through it all, and it's an age of darkness. There's the light is leaving. There's not much left. Brother Branham, as he saw the vision, it was so dark. But yet there's got to be a little people rise all over this earth that can walk through with this being, these scriptures truly being the light reflecting from their life. That he is first, foremost, and their heart and affections are not on things of this life, but they are striving for the mark of that prize, the high calling in Christ Jesus, reaching forward to those things that lay before us and watching for that day that's soon to come. Amen. Let me see here. I had a couple more. Because I was... I had read this quote last Thursday night, but I was thinking about it just as you think about looking at what we're focusing to. This was in Look Away to Jesus in paragraph 219, and I think I just read the last of this, but I was going to back up and catch what he was saying. He said, here not long ago I had a pair of field glasses and I was trying to watch some antelope or an antelope over in the field. Now, my son was trying to show me, he is quite a bit younger, and he said, take them glasses, Daddy.
there stands antelope right out there. Said, I can see him with my natural eye. And he said, take these glasses. And when I looked, I seen about 10 antelopes. But the glasses was out of focus. And when I went to focus them in, all 10 became one. And if you will focus your mind to God's words, the three will be one, see? But your ecclesiastical glasses get out of focus when you try to make him three. He is one, see? But it depends on what you're looking at when you, and what do you see when you do look. Remember, you can only look at him as you look at him through the word. You can't look at him through a textbook. You can't look at him through a creed. You will see two or three gods and everything else in them creeds. But look at him through the word, and you'll see that he is Emmanuel, God made flesh among us. And he said, I am God, and besides me, there is none other. He is God. And how, as you think about that focusing in, there's many voices today. Well, this is good enough for a Christian life. This is good enough for a Christian. This is how it is. It's just all kinds of unbalancing seems to go. And when you try to focus in on that and it's all out here and you can't really see a smooth picture, but if you'll just focus the glasses a little bit to the Word of God, it brings the picture clear and you can see precisely what the Holy Spirit is leading for you to do in your life. So many feel that calling in their life. They feel a prick in their heart to follow the Lord Jesus and to follow the Word, and the Holy Spirit's dealing with them, but there's sometimes there's voices around them that it's not necessary to go there. You don't need to do that. Don't worry about that over there. Just focus on this. But if you'll but focus that out and focus that he wants to be first, not what your precious brother has to say, what your maybe your precious sister has to say, but what did God say to you personally? Amen. That's where it comes down to. It's an individual affair. And as each of us set our hearts and our minds and affections on things above, what not what someone else has got, not what someone else is doing, but what the Holy Spirit is leading you to do as an individual in your relationship with Jesus Christ. Oh, may we truly focus to him and let him have his sole way in our life. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments. I'm not going to hold you real long. Amen. Here in Hebrews, we read this, but let's just catch these two verses in Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that is set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. And may we truly lay aside anything that would beset us, anything that would try to deter us, anything that tries to take the place of this precious word being first in our life. May we lay it aside and truly let him have his preeminence. Oh, saints, he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And may we truly give him his rightful place in our hearts and in our lives. And may we truly, not just for the sake of here, but may others see that he really is first in your life, in your heart, and that without him we can do nothing. And oh, it's only by his grace we are who we are. We don't become heady and high-minded and thinking we're better than others because of what he's done for us. But we live humbly before him in love with our eyes and our attention upon his word and his work that he is doing in our life. And may we truly just yield ourselves greater unto him and let him have the full preeminence that he's looking for. Amen. Amen. A few simple words, but all God's word is so precious. Yes. You know, there's so many wonderful things in God's precious word. You can go so many directions. But oh, how we should be in so in love with him in these last few moments of time. How our lives should truly be focusing in to, Lord, what do you want in my life? What can I do? Show me, Lord, how to surrender and to give myself fully over to you. And how do we do that? By focusing ourselves to his word and letting him have his way. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Hallelujah. I was thinking of that little course. Without him, I can do nothing. Amen.
Amen. He's just so precious. Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I would but fail. Without him, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Lord Jesus,
something, even everything he was talking about, there's no way we could do those things without him. Such simplicity in God's mercy and his grace. And you know, I couldn't help but to think about the other little song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Amen. And that's what should be going on now. The things of this world grow strangely dim in our life, and Jesus Christ be completely seen. All we do, say, think, and do in life be Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's sing that and we'll be dismissed.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face.
Been here tonight. Amen. I appreciate it. Appreciate God's blessings. Let us bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we truly are very thankful for this opportunity you give us this evening. Lord, again, we could gather around that precious word. And Lord, our brothers, you renewed our minds back to many, many things. Lord, there's so many things. There's what he brought. So much time could be spent on so many different things, Lord. But Father, we just trust that your Holy Spirit will take each nugget that was brought and, Father, expand it in our hearts and illuminate it. That, Father, would these things be so alive and so real in our hearts. And we are just so excited, Father, to see what's happening in our own lives. And, Lord, to see your grace and mercy work in our lives. Father is drawing us to this great catching away that we speak about so much, knowing that one day soon, Lord, it will be our last service. And Father, we're looking for that great event to take place. So we ask now, Lord, as we begin to come to the time of close now and we have to part from this little place, just, Lord, by your mercy and grace, keep us in your presence, Lord. Just just help us to truly be surrendered to you. Let this word truly be the greatest thing in our life. Father, and truly be that first love in our hearts. Father, we just want to see that in our lives just constantly. So we appreciate you now. And again, appreciate the time you give us to be together here. May you just bless each one now as we part from here, and just keep your hand upon them. And Lord, just continue to work in our lives. And again, Father, any that seek in the Holy Ghost, we ask, and again, Father, just fill them clear full. Oh, God, and just bless them richly. And Father, that we all together can get ready for this great event. So bless us now. And do we ask these things to your glory and honor, that thy will be done in our life. Through the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Go forth loving him with all your heart. Amen. For glory is his name, and great he is. God bless you. Lord willing, we'll see.